I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. Hope you're enjoying this time of the year. And if anybody had said to me that Sasha and I had speak to Laura Geitz and Gretel Tippett at the start of 2019, to be honest, I'd have probably laughed. Anyway, let's have a look at the time that Gretel and Laura spoke to the Netball Show. Laura, thanks for joining us. What's it going to be like for you this time around? You'll have a newborn baby by this time, so you'll be up in the middle of the night anyway.
It definitely will be hard sitting back and watching the girls play. I mean, since I've retired, that's been part and parcel of what you expect sitting on the sidelines. And come game day, you definitely get that urge to be out there. I can easily say I will be up in the middle of the night watching the girls, because I will have a newborn baby to be taking care of. So I'm very excited that I will have something to watch during all those early wake-ups, early mornings and wake-ups in the middle of the night.
And are the Australian games easy to watch? Do they get easier to watch being the next player? Or are you playing every pass?
It's so hard to sit back and watch what's happening out there, because you naturally just go back to your own experiences and those moments, particularly the close games and particularly World Cups, where there's just so much excitement. I think when I'm 50 or 60, I'll still have that desire to be a part of it. Nothing compares to that competitiveness and watching, the other Aussie girls out there. You feel like you're connected to them in a way. So you do play every pass, you defend every shot, you take every intercept with all the girls out there, and you just wish them all the very best.
Your retirement came last year. Was it just a case of reaching a moment where your personal life was more important?
Somebody said to me, in regards to retirement, you know the time is right when you've exhausted all your love for the game. In 2017, when I had Barney, I hadn't felt like I had completely exhausted all of my love for the game. That's why I chose to come back in 2018. Getting towards the end of that season of 2018, I knew that it was time for my life to take a different direction, and there was other priorities in my life, such as my family. And I think I definitely had got to the point where I had exhausted my love for the game, and had felt like I'd really taken, you know, my position as keeper at the Firebirds and the Diamonds to a place that I could take it, and it was time to leave it and let somebody else come in and take over the reins. That's not to say it's not difficult to walk away and retire. I don't think anything prepares you for that instant change, but at the same time, you definitely know when you've got nothing left to offer, and that was the case for me.
Has it been an enjoyable break? Have you missed that intensity of training?
I think probably for me, the thing that I miss the most about playing is the camaraderie with the girls. All the moments that aren't scripted, that, you know, are away from the court, that are in the change rooms, that just seem to happen, that actually stay with you forever, that are the fondest moments that you have. That's what I miss most about the game. I miss, you know, rocking up to training every day and strapping your ankles and having conversations with 11 other girls about how their day's been, and just that social side of team sport is definitely probably the biggest part for me that I miss. In saying that, I definitely don't have the urge to be putting my body through the intensity of training. And the only urge, as I said earlier, that I have is on game day. And even then, it's probably not to the extent of what it should be if I actually wanted to be back out there playing. So again, for me, all signs is to know that the timing for me was right to walk away from the game.
How important is that time away from the sport for pro athletes?
Time away from the sport is exceptionally important. I think when you're living it and, you know, you've got your goals individually that you want to achieve as an athlete and as a team, you get really caught up in the whirlwind of it. And, you know, in netball in particular, that four-year cycle, whether it be a Commonwealth Games or a World Championships, it just goes like a cyclone. It is so fast. And you find yourself going from a domestic season into international, and there's really not a whole lot of downtime. And I think probably from my experience, you're only capable of so much before your body's starting to tell you that mentally you need a break or physically you need a break. So I think our game is getting better in terms of realizing when girls need, you know, active rests and just rests away from the game. And I think it's really hard for younger athletes at times to think, oh, I've got to step away and give my body a break because I'll lose my position. But in the long run, you know, I think it really is so beneficial towards having a long and lengthy and happy career.
There's obviously still a love for the sport. Will we eventually see you move into a management or coaching role?
Of course, I will always have a love and a passion for the game. That will never leave. It's given me so much, and I'll forever feel as though I'm in debt to the game of netball. I can easily say I'll never be involved in coaching in terms of, you know, being the sole coach. I'd like to do some defensive specialist coaching at times, but, you know, for me, my life probably has gone in a different direction in terms of the media side of netball and, you know, doing, I suppose, more mentoring and helping younger athletes come through with their journey on leadership. And for me, that's probably where more of my passion and interests lie and how I can see that I can give back to the game.
Greta, we love watching your game here in the UK. It's always been something special.
Over the season as well, you had plenty of accolades too, which was really good to see. 1,000 National League goals. Is it nice to celebrate achievements like that?
Oh, yeah, it was. I had no idea that that was even a record or anything like that. I had no idea going into the Thunderbirds game until I ran into one of my really good friends, Laura Gutz, and she was like, I'm just letting you know the first shot you take for the Thunderbirds game is your 100 out of 100. And I was like, what? I didn't want to know that. And then I was so nervous. And I think I airballed my 101 shot. So I was just so relieved to have made that 100th shot. I would have been, when I knew about it, yeah, I would have been devastated if I got to 99 and airballed it or it had bobbled out. But no, I think, yeah, it was really nice to be acknowledged. And the more that I learnt about it, yeah, there's, I think, Aaron Van Dyke and Kat Lahr too. So, yeah, very, very humbled to be amongst those amazing women.
You're often referred to as a polarising figure in the sport. We've seen the headlines and many journalists referring to you in this way. What do you make of that?
Oh, yeah, that's a funny one. Everyone seems to bring that one up. I know, I think I'm just thankful that I had Rose and Lisa give me the green light to just bring my game. And I'll tell you now, I tried it when I first started playing netball to play like a normal netballer, and I wish I could, but I'm so awful at it. So I'm very thankful that they said I could just bring my own little style. I know it's been inbuilt me from a young age with basketball, so it's more, yeah, basketball moves and just thinking a little bit differently. But no, I know I've still got some definitely more skills to add to my bow, and that excites me as well. I think I love going to training and trying to learn and be that little bit better every session. But yeah, polarizing, I know, definitely. I'm a people pleaser, so I try and make everyone happy, but I just get so competitive when I get out there on the court and I don't even think about it. So hopefully I can keep building on my, yeah, I suppose, skills and help bring more people over to my side.
And it's fair to say you bring a completely different style of play. Does that come naturally to you to play in that way?
Yeah, I think I do bring it completely different style, and it comes naturally to me. I wouldn't be doing it for the sake of it, let me tell you. I'd much rather fit in than be talked about. I was the shy girl at school, and Yeah, but I feel much more comfortable when I'm given the license to play my style of play, and I'm very thankful to the girls around me, to Romelda, Seabass, the mid court. They all embrace it, and I was Kimberly Revalian when I first joined. She was my biggest support and told me I needed to bring that every game. So I've had amazing people around me from the beginning, and yeah, I just am very thankful that I'm given the license to play a little bit differently.
Caitlin Bassett has been your captain for a while. Her leadership is hugely admired, regardless of who she plays for internationally. Yes, we'd love to have her over here in England. And yeah, what can I say? We love her here too.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah, Seabass is amazing. She's the most caring, thoughtful, incredible leader that leads by example out there on court, but also makes sure we're all going okay off court. And she's great. I love Seabass, so that makes me happy.
Here's one, and don't worry, she'll never hear this. Tell us a secret or little known fact about Shani.
Shani, she's a legend. Oh, a little secret or little unknown. Well, when I played with her in Swifts, we all had fake birthday so we could have as much cake as we could throughout the season. So I had mine on April 1 because I thought it was obvious that I had a fake birthday because it was April Fool's. But Shani came and knocked on my door on April 1 and brought me, it was a Lululemon crop top, and she wished me happy birthday and sung to me. And it was so hard telling her that it wasn't my actual birthday. She was it was the funniest moment ever. Yeah, that was hilarious. So she's the coolest chick ever.
Going to the Netball World Cup, how did you find Liverpool overall? Have you been there before? Did it compare to other major tournaments that you've been involved with as well?
Liverpool is an amazing city. I loved the shopping. I wish I could have done more. And I feel like the city really embraced all the netballers. They made us feel, yeah, incredible, like superstars. I was like, oh my gosh. I now know what the tiniest feeling of what it's like to be Beyonce. They like, Liverpool really embrace athletes. So it was really cool. And I would love to go back. One of those pinch me moments and a memory I'll forever have.
What was the whole atmosphere for you like as a player going out onto that huge stage with all of those fans? We felt the nerves watching, so did you feel nerves playing?
So I haven't been a part of a World Championships before, but I think Liverpool's my favourite so far. So, it'll make the other nations step up. And every time you play in front of a crowd, whether it be overseas, in England, New Zealand, Australia, when you've got that green and gold dress on, it's like, yeah, it's like I try and take it all in because it's, yeah, definitely a dream come true.
Did you expect anybody to know who you were as much?
No, I didn't expect everyone to know who I was, so I was a bit taken aback. I felt very loved and very embraced, so, yeah, I'm very thankful. It was amazing.
You'll be happy with things are going at Firebirds then, or do you want a life-changing decision to fancy a move to our Super League?
Super League would be insane to play at. I know a few of our younger girls have just joined Surrey Storm, Leah and Lexi. I think she's gone to the Wasps, so look after them for us. But no, it's an incredible experience. How amazing to be able to play over in England. Yeah, the Super League looks insane. I know Super Netball poach a lot of their players, but it's definitely a league I would love to be a part of.
You've got a few months to make up your mind. Our season doesn't start till February, but if ever you wanted to come over and play for Surrey Storm, I'll pay for your flight and accommodation. Sounds like an idea?
I wish. Oh my gosh, Surrey Storm, they're incredible. Please look after Leah Middleton. She's an amazing goalkeeper, and I'll be watching her and following the Surrey Storm with great interest.
Thanks as always for your support. Plenty to come in 2020. And we're online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, and it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.